in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 6. So Paul has been arguing in Galatians so far that righteousness, that is being declared righteous before God, being clean before him and forgiven before God, is not by our deeds. It's not by the works of the flesh, and it's not by obedience to the law of Moses. It is always and has always been by faith, faith in God. And now in the New Testament, after Jesus Christ has died and rose again, it's faith in Christ who has risen. We believe in our hearts that Christ is Lord and he's risen from the dead and we're saved. The question then for the Christian, here's the thing. My friend Tobias, I'm sure he'd love to know this, but Tobias actually signed up for the Great North Run one time. He did it for a laugh. He didn't actually, like, thousands of people sign up for it and only a limited amount of people get the slot. He signed up for it for a laugh and he got a message quite a while after that saying, "You've been accepted for the run." And he's like, "Oh, stink." I didn't know I was going to get it, right? So he got in, and getting in was easy enough. Now he's qualified to run the race, but he was like, "I'm not fit to run. Like, I gotta start getting fit. I don't even know how to run." And so what happens as Christians is we know very easily how to start the race as a Christian. We begin by the Spirit of God. We trust in Jesus Christ as Savior, and we're his. The complication for us as evangelical Christians is, how do we go on? How do we continue to grow as Christians? And sadly, what's happened is that so often we know that we begin by faith, but we seek to grow and mature by our own deeds. And we go back to some form of flesh obedience to try and work up Christian maturity. And Paul's been trying to help us see here that is not what happens. Now, the Christians at Galatia, they believe they had to come back into the law of Moses. And Paul's like, "No, it's not by the law, folks. It's not by the deeds of the flesh. It's not by the law. And it's by something so much more beautiful." And this is what we're going to be looking at tonight then. So we're going to be, really the question we're going to be asking, although we're answering both, essentially is, how then do I live the Christian life? If you remember in Galatians chapter 3, verse 3, he says, "Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?" So we know as Christians, we've begun by the Spirit. We had rebirth in him. We were cleansed. We were sealed. We were born again. Now, how do we go on? And Paul says, "You're a fool if you believe that you go on by the flesh, that you go on by your own efforts." Okay. So then how do we go on? That's really the question for this evening. So I'm going to read Galatians 5, verse 5 to verse 6. It says, "We through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but faith working through love." So here we have, folks, that we don't grow as Christians. We don't mature as believers by being circumcised into the law of Moses. Now, we know that. We know that very well. But neither do we do it by any other outward deeds as well. And what we're going to look at here in these two verses is, how do we grow as believers? How do we mature as Christians? And so I want to look at the two points. The first one is in verse 5. "We through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." Okay, so here it is. When I trusted in Jesus Christ as my Savior, when I believed that he died on the cross for my sins, and then he rose again 3 days later and is able to declare me righteous simply by believing on him, what happens is, the moment I put my trust in Christ, I am righteous. I'm cleansed in the sight of God, right? Now, I also know that one day I will be completely righteous. One day I'll stand before God and there'll be no sin nature in me ever again. I'll never be tempted to sin anymore. There will never be a failure. There will never be a broken moment. There will never be a crossword. There'll never be a temptation. I will be perfect in the sight of God. And I'm waiting for that. Now, how do I wait for that? I wait for that by the Spirit of God. I wait for that by faith in Christ. And what happens, according to this verse, is what's happening is, as I'm waiting by the Spirit and by faith, Christ is working in me continually more and more his righteousness. And what begins to happen is, he does an internal work inside of me that begins to express itself outwardly. And some of you probably think, well, that's, I mean, we all know that. But here's the thing, the Galatians didn't get that. They thought they had to do an outward deed to bring about this righteousness. What Paul's saying is that it's always to do with the heart. It's what's happening in the heart that will express itself outwardly. And here we have it again. So we, through the Spirit, are eagerly waiting for the hope of righteousness, the confidence of righteousness by faith. We have it, and we know that one day we'll have it in its completion when we're completely saved. But we also know that that's how we grow in righteousness today. So how can I grow as a righteous Christian? How can I be more righteous in my life, in the way I live my life tomorrow, than from today? Well, here's the answer. The answer is by the Spirit and by faith and by confidence in the Holy Spirit working in my life. That's how tomorrow I will live more righteously than I do today. And that's what verse 5 is trying to help us to see here, is that it's an inner work. It goes on to say then in verse 6, it says, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but it's faith that works through love. So again, what happens when I become a believer, when I trust in Christ as my Savior, not only does he give me forgiveness, but he transforms me and he makes me a new creature. I become a new creation. And that new creation begins to express itself outwardly. And a part of that new creation is to truly love people. Now, sadly, sometimes the reason we love people is because of what they can do for us. I love someone because they bake nice cakes. I love this person because they tell good jokes and they make me have a nice time. I like that person because they give me money. I like that person because they're generous. So I love them because of what they can do for me. But that's a selfish love. And what God has given us is I love them regardless. I love them without conditions. I love them enough to give myself to that person. Not I love them because of what they can do for me. And so what's going on in our lives then is that God has worked that into us by faith the moment we trusted in Christ. And he's continuing to work that into us as well. And we express that through our deeds. Okay, so it's so important that we understand this, that it's not about performance. It's not about I need to do this, 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 and this. It's about I need to believe in what God is doing in my life. I need to trust in Christ. I need to rely on the Holy Spirit. I need to wait on these things. I need to have confidence in this stuff. And as I'm filling my heart and my mind with the gospel, filling my heart and my mind with who Christ is and what righteousness is all about, God is continually working in here. And then that work he's doing in here will work its way out. And that's really the key, folks. That's really the key to understanding how to live out the Christian life. I'm going to go to two more verses in Galatians. We're going to cheat and go a few verses beyond. But if you look at chapter 5 and verse 14, it says something really beautiful. The whole of the law of Moses, he says, is fulfilled in one word, in this: love your neighbor as yourself. Faith working through love. Simply loving your neighbor as yourself. And this is really the key. This is the fulfillment of the whole thing. That I will love with God's love. And if I love people with God's love, then I will serve them. If I love people with God's love, I won't be envious. If I love them with God's love, I won't hate them. I won't be impatient with them. I'll be calm and tender and merciful. I'll be generous and gracious towards those people. So it's faith that works through love. And if you go again to chapter 6, verse 15, Paul really wants to emphasize this point once again. He says in chapter 6, verse 15, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation, or being a new creature. So again, what Paul's saying here is it's God's work in you. God is working in your life day by day. And we saw that in Philippians. In Philippians 1:6, he has begun a good work. He will finish that good work. And in Philippians 2, he is continuing to do that great work in you as well. And our responsibility is simply to cultivate that, to believe these things, to account these things as true in our lives, to meditate on these things more and more, and allow then the Spirit of God to work his way out of us through our love and through our actions and through the lives that we live. So I just want to I think this is so important because so often we end up bogging ourselves down with a list of outward rules and regulations, even as Christians who know Galatians, even as evangelicals who know it's by faith in Christ alone. We begin to think that the Christian life is about a set of rules and we have to tick these boxes. But Paul saying, listen, folks, if the Spirit of God is working in you, he will express himself outwardly, and it will be a life of love and faith and righteousness that the God is working in you instead of you trying to work yourself. So this is really the key. I hope it's helpful. I hope this has been clear to say that this evening. But we're probably reading Galatians. Those of you who are doing the study, you're like, well, we know it's not by the law of Moses, but we still fall for the trap that it's by some form of religious duties that we're being made righteous. And Paul is very adamant, it's not. It's by God working in you. So I hope it's a help to look at that stuff this evening. And that's it for